Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we knew we had him coming on a couple days ago, but I like to surprise the listeners. So out of the gates for the first 30 minutes of the live transmission today, Lou Dobbs, of course, syndicated radio host, former CNN host, host of Lou Dobbs Tonight on Fox Business Channel, one of their number one programs over there, is our guest for the next 30 minutes. And I can't wait to pick his brain and get his take on the economy, the new war in Libya, the inflation. Who is Glenn Beck's replacement going to be? Could it be Lou Dobbs or Andrew Napolitano? I hear they're certainly being looked at right now from some of the Fox insiders. But we're going to discuss it all. But in this short few minutes we have in this opening segment, Lou, of all the things going on, what do you think is most important in the world today? What's number one on your radar screen?
Well, number one, first of all, Alex, great to be with you again and to have an opportunity to talk with you about these issues. The number one issue, as far as I'm concerned right now, is restoring the rule of the majority to our government and making certain this great constitutional republic is led and conducts itself in concert with our national values and ideals, whether we're talking about foreign policy, whether we're talking about the wars that are underway in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Libya, or whether we're talking about how to restore prosperity to this country and to create jobs and wealth and to get this great country moving.
Well, when you talk about the Constitution under assault, undoubtedly, out of the gates, going back now 4 weeks ago, the UN comes out and says we have a resolution to start bombing Libya, and the president didn't even consult with Congress. At least Bush went and got a resolution for force.
Exactly. And by the way, the man whom this president is a candidate accused of being a unilateralist went before the United Nations and got their approval, support, and cooperation, as well as the United States Congress, and they did it twice, both in Afghanistan and Iraq. The contradiction is stunning on the part of Mr. Obama.
And now it's a stalemate, and they say it's not going well, so there's more and more discussions by top generals of putting ground troops in, not just CIA advisors.
Unfortunately, that's exactly right. And the military analysts with whom I've spoken, and a number of former generals, who are very close to obviously the general staff of the Pentagon, saying point blank that they cautioned this administration against taking on Muammar Gaddafi and opening hostilities against Libya, and now they are cautioning against the ground troops because they have said from the outset that nothing can be assured without our forces on the ground. And as we know, whether it's particularly the instance of Afghanistan, Alex, we know that doesn't assure a timely outcome either.
No, it certainly doesn't. And that's four different major conflicts: Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iraq, and now Libya.
Right.
And we have the French pouring into the Ivory Coast, removing one thug and now openly installing the other rebel leader who they admit's been running around with his people with machetes, chopping up men, women, and children.
Yeah, the involvement of the French in the Ivory Coast, wherever the French have gone over history, as you well know, they have left independent nations that were former French colonies in horrible shape. The Ivory Coast being exploited by the West for its natural resources, most prominently oil. This is a mess. And whether one styles it as NATO or the French and the United Kingdom or the United States and NATO or just the United States, somebody needs to take a very deep breath and say, wait a minute, is this who America is? Is this who Americans are? Is this the nation that we want to be? And I think most Americans would say absolutely not.
Absolutely. The polls show that. Lou Dobbs, host of Lou Dobbs Tonight on Fox Business Network, LouDobbs.com. We'll be right back with him to continue along this important line of discussion, these UN wars. Stay with us.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Friday, the 15th day of April 2011, and we've got a real treat as far as those that want to know what's really happening in the world, with a wide breadth of analysis on the economy, geopolitical developments. He was one of the founding members there at CNN when it kicked off in the early 1980s. He, of course, needs no introduction, Lou Dobbs, and he's the host at 7 p.m. Eastern on Fox Business Network of Lou Dobbs Tonight. He also, from 2 p.m. Eastern on, also hosts a very successful syndicated radio broadcast. The website's LouDobbs.com. Of course, our websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and GCNLive.com. And there's a host of issues. Donald Trump, you know, does Lou think he's really going to run? Has Lou heard any word about who's going to be replacing Glenn Beck during that slot? What's his take on inflation, the budget? We're going to cover it all with Lou Dobbs here today. But out of the gates, Lou, going back a decade or more, I remember watching you on CNN. You're the real trailblazer on mainline cable television. You were just going off their own statements, the UN's own statements, the Council on Foreign Relations' own statements about a supranational, private corporate banking world government, eroding national sovereignty, media matters, George Soros. Others really targeted you when you did it in a very level-headed, well-documented way. You know, really, you're the precursor on mainline TV of some of the things Beck did in a little bit more, you know, carnival-type way. And I mean, I don't mean that meanly. It's
no,
just,
I understand.
And so here you are completely vindicated. You were always vindicated because you were just going off the documents and the elitist own statements. But now open announcements every day in the Washington Post, Financial Times of London, global government, private banking system, end of the dollar, Obama following the orders of the UN, not even consulting Congress to start this new war. Now they're talking about ground troops. What is it like a decade after you began to be the first to expose this on mainline TV, to be demonized, to be attacked, to have somebody shoot at your house, to go through all of this, to expose the North American Union, and now it's almost passé, but you were demonized for it?
And of course, as you know, Alex, that's the reflex of the left in this country. And I expect to, you know, to be attacked for, you know, taking positions that aren't popular with the left. And that's fine. Because what my interest is America and America. And, you know, that is just where I, you know, that's where I happen to reside intellectually, emotionally, physically. And I make no apology for being an American who is concerned most about America and America. It's that straightforward. And to see whether, and my great concern in all of this over the years has been, you know, aside from a position on any one of these developments, so that our audience understands that when we make a deal with the United Nations, when we sign on to the World Trade Organization, when we, for that matter, when we're part of NATO, we are at some margin, at some level, and in some cases, at an extreme level, consigning away this nation's sovereignty. And we are deferring national interests to a broader interest, whether it be a European interest, whether it be a global interest, or whether it be an Asian interest. It doesn't matter. But our leaders, our elite, have on too many occasions sought to obfuscate that reality and to act, to pretend as though there's no consequence or implication for the well-being of the American people or the national interest. And I find that to be not only hypocrisy, but frankly, un-American.
Lou Dobbs is our guest. Lou, when you, over the last decade, talk about globalists, talk about elitists, you would put up quotes from the Council on Foreign Relations, from Robert Pastor, from the internal SPP documents that Judicial Watch sued and got, and then Judicial Watch and others you had on your show had the documents, but still Media Matters and others would imply it was a conspiracy theory. But from your research, who are these international interests? Who are these elitists? And what is their overall goal? And from your research, why is that basically in direct opposition to the interest of our free republic?
Well, let me answer the latter part first, if I may, Alex. And that is this free republic, this great constitutional republic, is utterly dependent on an informed citizenry and an engaged and participatory citizenry. And what is occurring now is a constraint of information. One would think that given the internet, all of the various media, that all of the vehicles of communication, that American citizens would be better informed than ever, know far more about the public policy choices that are being made, whether it's in Congress, whether it's in the bureaucracy of the executive, whether it's in the judiciary. But in point of fact, we know less today than we did 50 years ago about what our government is doing. And the reasons for it are many, but among them has been a decision among elites. And by the way, I'm talking about, frankly, both political parties in one way or another being involved in an effort to simply preside rather than to represent and to do so with a view that they somehow are ordained to lead rather than dependent upon the consent of the government. So when we start talking about the elites that are, if you will, not necessarily conspiring, but certainly acting as if they were in collusion and concert to create the North American Union, it's an empirical statement. It's based on fact. It's not a question of ideology. It's not a question of philosophy or partisanship. The reality is the Security and Prosperity Partnership is the foundation and was intended as a foundation to bring three countries together, Mexico, the United States, and Canada. And that harmonization, as they like to call it, and I'm talking about the elites of the United States military and that of the Canadians and Mexico, our business elites, our political elites, and frankly, they're represented again by both political parties. Are working to bring about not only a customs union, not only a common currency, but an actual consolidation of three nations into one.
Well, that's what's so frustrating is that you are covering real information, like if you were a weatherman and a thunderstorm blew through and the water measuring meter said an inch and a half of rain fell and you're sitting there with the rain gauge showing the rain. Everybody knows this is happening. And then they're moving forward, these elites with these programs, but then they have no respect for the general public and play this deceptive game of saying Lou Dobbs is lying to you when we have this ruling political international class that, as you said, tries to rule by deception and doesn't want the people involved in governing through their representatives.
Yeah, you use the word rule. I would use the word attempt to influence. The effect in some instances may be the same, Alex, but what we are truly watching is an effort on the part of a group of elites worldwide who wish to bring about a one world order. It may not be particularly a new world order since the effort has been underway for some time. But that is one of the tensions that's obviously at work in our global society.
when you look at this global order they're trying to establish, it's very undemocratic. It is against sovereignty. It is always openly anti-family. Anything that is independent, anything that they can't control, they want us dependent. That's what these elites want, these mega corporations that aren't free market. That's their goal. I want to read to you a headline, if we can put it back on screen. And I first saw this in the news in 2002, and when I would cover it, even in the Washington Post as a footnote, people couldn't believe it. But here is the Ottawa Citizen, one of the big papers in Canada, for those that don't know, February 22nd, 2008. This is 3 years ago. And there's new articles on this as well as part of the Continental Security Perimeter. And it says, Canada-U.S. agree to use each other's troops in civil emergencies. And if you read the Pentagon Agreement with Canada and Mexico, it says we will aid each other during civil unrest. So, and I've had generals on who are retired that say, yes, this has been in the works for a long time. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I've had generals on who are retired that say, yes, this has been in the works for a long time,
right,
to use foreign troops in America and vice versa. I mean, it doesn't get any more crazy or New World Order than that.
And it is, again, for the very reason you stated, it is not a matter of public knowledge. It is not a part of the consciousness of American society and the voting public. And this reflex that has grown up over the course of particularly the last 30 years in this country, speaking only about America, that either political party, leaders, elected leaders of this country, would in any way seek to deny a larger body of public knowledge, is to be contemptible. And the national media has too often worked as an eager accomplice, particularly to the left and the Democratic Party itself. I mean, when you look at the Washington Post, the New York Times, ABC, CBS, NBC, Evening News, I mean, these are effectively, house organs for the Democratic Party. And that's unfortunate because we need watchdogs in our fourth estate, not lapdogs. And unfortunately, most of the national liberal media focus is actually focused on performing that role of lapdog and helper rather than watchdog.
Well, that was my next issue. As the establishment media kind of circles the wagons with the political class, we're seeing Jay Rockefeller, we're seeing Lieberman, we're seeing all these statements, Cass Sunstein, about restricting the free press, fairness doctrine, taxes on what they call conspiracy theories, things that they, and Cass Sunstein, of course, the regulations are listed, not believing in man-made global warming. Well, we see Arianna Huffington saying, how do we shut down Fox News? How do we shut down Glenn Beck? We see 2 weeks ago in Politico, I don't know if you saw it, the chilling memos from the head of Media Matters saying we are going to guerrilla infiltrate with spies and organizations. We're going to destroy not just Fox News, but this list of conservative sites. And you go there, you're being demonized, I'm being demonized, Judge Napolitano. I mean, these people aren't what even you'd call a liberal. I mean, they're more like Joe Stalin or something. I mean, they really are authoritarian and scary.
They are authoritarian in outlook and I think in value structure, which makes them extraordinarily dangerous, not necessarily to Fox News, but to the country. When media takes on a role that is utterly destructive in intent and purpose, and that is precisely what many of these advocacy organizations do, and they pretend to be some sort of watchdog organization, but they pretend to be performing that role when they are in fact advocacy and activist organizations. But the great thing, Alex, is that the American people are getting a very clear look at who and what they are and what their designs are. That's healthy for the nation, and I'm delighted to see that light shine very brightly on who they are and what they're up to.
Well, I don't want to spend all our time on that group, but, I mean, they are 501c3, and I know mild libertarian groups who have their 501c3 jerked for just getting involved, you know, in stating their opinion. How can they be a pure house organ of George Soros, openly calling for the end of free speech in America, and then be given 501c3? I mean, that is very discriminatory.
It's at the very least curious, and the use of 501c3s in our society is something I think that ought to be looked at, irrespective of the ideology or the intent. We have become a nation of nonprofits that are starting to supplant, in many ways, to be honest, traditional way that the functions of government, particularly at the local or county and state level. I worry less about the federal level, honestly, the national level. But we need to understand what the implications are for all of these nonprofits that have grown up over the years. And they've grown up, by the way, they number in the millions, some of them with the very best of purposes. But the fact is we are diluting our system of government through those nonprofits, NGOs, and other entities that have been created. I'd much prefer people turn to government for the services that should be
provided. Well, isn't that an unfair playing field, too? I mean, the UN model is these NGOs. I mean, here's an example. I want your take on this. Thousands of waivers handed out to Fortune 500, but even smaller groups that have given campaign contributions to the Democrats and Obama. With its hundreds of thousands of employees, McDonald's gets a waiver on buying insurance for its employees.
Sure.
But if this stuff gets implemented, I've got to get insurance for all of my employees, and I will take part of their check to do it. So isn't that an unfair trade advantage that a hamburger place right next to McDonald's, the mom and pop, they've got to get insurance, but McDonald's doesn't? So if you go, pay money to the emperor, he then waves his wand and gives you an unfair trade advantage?
I don't think there's any question about it whatsoever. It is not only unfair, but so transparently patronage that it's nauseating. When you look at the principal beneficiary of these waivers, the United Auto Workers Union. What is the principal beneficiary of these waivers? You go beyond that, it's the supporters of this administration. Who received the greatest amount of money, which, by the way, wasn't even revealed publicly by the administration or the Democratic leadership in Obamacare. The principal beneficiary of the early retirement support program, which amounts to $5 billion, goes to the United Auto Workers Union. So, I mean, it just goes on and on.
Incredible. A lot of other questions in the limited time we've got left for you. What do you see coming up in this next election? We see the $40 billion cut. Ron Paul has come out and said that it was all basically stuff that had already been agreed to cut and what was left over from highway funds. He's even saying Ryan's budget isn't going to fix things. If we don't stop the banker bailouts and deal with what the Federal Reserve's doing, monetizing the debt and devaluing the currency, that all of this is window dressing. Lou Dobbs is a real financial expert, decades in the trenches. What's your view on what's happening with the budget?
Well, I had the opportunity to talk with a congressman 2 days ago, and we discussed exactly these issues, Alex. And the congressman does question whether or not any of this is sufficient, given that there are larger issues than his views, and, of course, principal among those, the Federal Reserve and the banking system. And the reforms that are necessary, it's unquestionable that we need to reform our banking system, that we need to take a very strong look and reorganize, in my judgment, the Federal Reserve. But that is a long-term effort. It's going to take years to accomplish. What I am so pleased with is that Congressman Paul Ryan has come forward with the boldest, most effective, in my opinion, budget plan to deal with deficits. Not the national debt, but deficit in history. Unfortunately, that's the kind of plan that is necessary because we've got, as you know, the greatest debt and the most tremendous deficits in our history. But he has, with an opening stake, set the bar very high. And as we watch, the president couldn't come close to it with a rather feeble fiscal policy speech that he gave at George Washington University Wednesday.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart of the resistance, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. It is Wednesday, the 20th day of April, 2011. And for a little bit into the next hour, Lord Christopher Monckton is going to be our guest. Then I'm going to get into the latest incredible economic news. It turns out the Associated Press is confirming the White House tried to get Standard & Poor's to not start to move towards delisting. The United States is a AAA rating. That means that our interest rates will go up on the debt and we'll basically become like Argentina or the Weimar Republic. That's coming up at the start of the next hour. I've also got this incredible confirmed news that police all over the country are being issued these wireless systems that download everything off your cell phones without warrants. And they're also demanding at checkpoints to grab your phone and plug them in and download everything off of it without warrants. I mean, this is total 1984, and the phones have been designed under federal law to have the back door for them to do it. So we're going to be breaking that down. Brent crude climbs above $122 on weak dollar. There's the Washington Post article, actually. AP also has it. Obama administration officials tried to keep S&P rating at stable. And they have the nerve to say upping budgets and raising the debt ceiling, that will stop a default, when S&P and every other major economic institution with common sense, it's not hard. It's like saying up is up, down is down. Left is right, black is white. It's simple. We're saying up is up. They're saying up is down. It's amazing. And then meanwhile, they're saying no more debt will keep us from defaulting, when we're actually technically defaulting because they're now hyperinflating and monetizing over 70% of the T-bills. But that's coming up next hour. And then Steve Watson, writer for Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, joins us from London via video Skype as well to break down things like the royal wedding, and the Republicans aren't allowed to go out and protest, but everybody else is allowed to celebrate. We'll also get his view as a political scientist on what's happening with the situation in Libya and in the Middle East. But Lord Christopher Monckton, 3rd Viscount of Monckton and Brenchley, is the leading, there's no doubt, defender of science and reality when it comes to the fraud that is man-made global warming and the Ken Lay, Al Gore plan to tax all human activity. He's a British politician, public speaker, former newspaper editor, and hereditary peer, formerly a member of the Conservative Party. He now formerly also headed up the UK Independence Party. He served in the Conservative Central Office, also worked as one of the top advisors on science to Margaret Thatcher at number 10 policy unit in the 1980s. He also worked for The Universe, The Sunday Telegraph Today, and The Evening Standard. His website is scienceandpublicpolicy.org or ukip.org. And here are the headlines today. We'll cover this first before we get into the latest on the social engineers trying to seize the energy sources of the world. UKIP launched their manifesto. Manifesto reveals intention for tough approach. And we're going to be breaking that down, of course. Nigel Farage of the UK Independence Party in the EU Parliament from England, also a frequent guest here, and survived that plane crash. We're very thankful for that. Lord Monckton, thank you for joining us today from Scotland.
Alex, as always, it's a pleasure. I'm sitting here in Edinburgh in my apartment overlooking Edinburgh Castle. The sun is shining, the weather is good, and the politics are lousy.
For those that don't know who the UK Independence Party is in the U.S., it's basically similar to the Tea Party or the Ron Paul type folks that openly speak out against the global government, openly quote the scallywags on their plans, and openly fight them. And your party, not just in the U.K., but in Europe, similar groups are exploding and gaining ground. Tell us about this new D-Day invasion of the New World Order system.
Now is that in Britain, the United Kingdom Independence Party is very much on the march. We only were founded 17 years ago by an academic, and now suddenly we have grown into being the second biggest party in British politics in European Parliament elections. Of course, the European Parliament isn't a real parliament. It's not like your Congress. It can't make laws. It's just a kind of talking shop like the Duma of Tsar Nicholas II.
But it shows the will of the British people.
So the will of the British people, it does show the will, because we came second. We beat everybody except the Conservatives that time. And then in the recent by-election for the British Parliament, in the seat of Barnsley, where the former Labour member is now serving time in prison for having fiddled his expenses, we came second, beating the Conservative and Liberal parties who form the coalition government here, and coming second only to the Labour Party. And if you put up a donkey for the Labour Party in Barnsley, it's an old mining constituency, it's Arthur Scargill's headquarters, they'll always vote Labour there, but UKIP came second. Now we're fighting local government elections all round Britain. We have local government elections in England, we have Scottish Parliament elections in Scotland, and the Welsh Assembly elections in Wales. UKIP are contesting all three. I am leading the UKIP effort in Scotland, and in particular we're beginning to make some headway because the Scottish National Party, which effectively is communist, they are at present the ruling clique in the Scottish Parliament, and they came out with a manifesto earlier in the week in which they said that they were going to generate 100% of Scotland's electricity by so-called renewable means, which they mainly mean windmills, in just 9 years' time. And I found myself at a hustings just a few days ago opposite Rosanna Cunningham, who is the so-called environment so-called minister for the so-called Scottish so-called government. And she knows nothing about the environment. Of course, most politicians don't. And she was saying, well, this is necessary to save the planet, and of course it isn't. But I said, look, if you believe that, you'll believe that. If you really believe that in 9 years' time you're going to have enough windmills doing their thing to generate all of Scotland's electricity, you only have to go back as far as last December, when we had no wind for an entire month. We had the second coldest winter in Britain since records began in 1659. That's what global warming means to us at the moment. It was very, very cold, and the percentage of UK and Scottish electricity contributed by all the wind farms that we have over that bitterly cold month, and we needed all the electricity we could get, was 0.0%.
Amazing. But to be clear, you are now standing for the Scottish Parliament. You are now running for office.
That's right. It's most unlikely that I'll succeed this time round. We're not the kind of politicians that pretend we're going to win when it's clear we're not. We're too new in Scotland to expect to storm the gates yet. And the press here are terrified of us. But here they are with the SNP, the ruling faction here, coming out with this mad, I mean, heroically lunatic policy of generating electricity with the wind. And at huge cost to taxpayers, of course. The only elections that has from the outset opposed all these stupid wind bills is the United Kingdom Independence Party. And can we get ourselves onto a television program or into a newspaper? Virtually not at all. They will not let us anywhere near the media here. It's a closed shop. It's a little kind of Marxist cozy between the liberals and the socialists and the SNP. And which of them is more communist is not for me to say, but they're all pretty far to the left. And the media up here, exactly the same. They don't want the truth told. They don't want the voice of democracy to be heard. And I'll give you a little vignette which will really make you laugh, Alex. This was absolutely wonderful. When Nigel Farage, who's a regular guest on your show, came up very kindly to support me and do the launch in Edinburgh of UKIP's manifesto, one of the topics on that manifesto is that we want to give people the same right as they have in Switzerland, so that if the people think that the governing class is not representing them on a particular subject that the people that matters to the people, they can call a referendum if 1% of them sign a request saying we want a referendum.
A recall.
And then that referendum on any subject they like has to be held, and the result is binding on the Scottish Parliament, the Westminster Parliament, and, of course, the unelected dismal commissars of Europe. And that was our policy.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin. Just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A, the as in victory, E-L-Y-N, Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Now, I was interviewed by a BBC reporter who, it was quite clear, was, again, from the Marxist wing of the BBC, which means about 99.9% of it. And I said to her, just a matter of interest, what did you think of the idea of letting the people decide what matters to them? And this was her reply. It's classic BBC, it's classic Marxism, and it really illustrates the problem that democracy now faces, really worldwide. She said, well, of course, you know, the thing about the people is that if you let them decide what matters, they will vote for trivialities, won't they? They'll vote for trivial things, things that don't matter. That was the absolute, instinctual, profound, deeply held contempt that the BBC and the person of this dopey little reporter had for the rights and freedoms and democracy of ordinary people. That's what we're up against, Alex. This governing class, which is sort of taking over and is gradually dismantling democracy everywhere as we speak. It's largely gone, as you know, in the UK. We've talked to this before.
Well, I want you to go...
Europe.
Sure, yeah. I want you to go over that, Lord Monckton, but first, digressing back, since you raised this, same thing here in the U.S. They create regional governments that are basically appointed by the federal bureaucracy, and then they tell the counties, the cities, the states what to do, and you've got Obama telling the EPA to shut down coal power plants and other plants and even hydroelectric dams with no law behind him. And then when states stand up against them, the feds will come in and even seize the facilities. But then, meanwhile, General Electric, who paid no taxes last year, they head up the President's Economic Council. Obama has given them waivers to open new plants and not upgrade their dirty coal plants. But everyone else, basically, the head of the Energy Department, has said they're going to start shutting down. I mean, people call them mindless environmentalists or well-meaning idiots. They're not idiots. They're gangsters creating oligopolies, creating monopolies, shutting down their competition. And it's the same thing in England, where you have government-funded media, and then they won't let the UK Independence Party get on TV. But regardless, you guys run a couple times in every new area and then start winning as people hear your common sense being injected. So for those that don't know, describe how over 70% of UK laws are handed down from the EU, because this is something a lot of Americans don't understand.
That's a very good point, and it's actually 83%. It's five laws in six are handed down by the unelected commissars. That is the official German title for them, the commissars, that hated communist term for the people who ran the Soviet government. The commissars, the whole Soviet constitution has moved westward. 83% of Europe's laws, and that includes Britain's laws and Scotland's laws, are made by people that nobody elects. We can't hold them to account. We can't question them. We don't even know who they are. We can't remove them, and we can't replace them. These people are the enemies of freedom and democracy. They have their own agenda, which is not an agenda which you or I or the vast majority of good red-blooded Americans, Alex, would ever dream of going along with. And they make the laws. And shall I describe how they do it? Because it is a fascinating process. And it starts by them meeting in secret to decide. The commissars, there's 27 of them, they meet in secret, behind closed doors, press not allowed in, nobody allowed to know what they're talking about, it's entirely secret. And then every 3 hours, day and night, 365 and a quarter days a year, they issue a new directive. That's what they call the law in Europe. Not a democratic bill or act, a directive.
And directive, as you know, is the root of dictator.
That's it. It is an instruction from our new masters on how we are to behave. And the so-called parliaments of the individual member states, like the Westminster Parliament and the Scottish Parliament, it is their duty to enact these directives into the law of the individual member states. And if they don't, then the government can be fined unlimited amounts of money by the commissars until they do comply. And so what happens is that the first stage of the law is this directive is proposed in secret. Then it is passed from the commissars to another secret committee, indeed a committee so secret that until just a few months ago, its very existence was not even mentioned on the European Union's own website. And this is the Committee of Permanent Representatives. By the very phrase permanent, you can tell that they're not elected, because election is not a permanent state. But they are appointed bureaucrats. Nobody knows who they are. They meet in secret to do what you in Congress would call a markup, which is the detailed consideration of the legislation, and we would call the committee stage. And that, again, we would do it in public, you do it in public, they do it in secret, and they are not elected to do it. Then it goes from them to, would you believe, a third body, also meeting in secret. This one is called the Council of Ministers. You think, ministers, perhaps they're elected. Yes, they are, but they don't sit on the Council of Ministers, well, not very often anyway. Normally, the Council of Ministers is, you've guessed it, another group of unelected bureaucrats meeting in secret to decide whether the law proposed by the commissars and worked on by this Committee of Permanent Representatives shall become the supreme law of Europe. And if they say no, that's the end of it. If they say yes, then and only then it is put in front of the only elected institution in Europe. This is the European Talking Shop, or it's called a parliament. That's a joke word for it, really. And the Talking Shop can express an opinion, but it cannot decide the legislation. It cannot either decide in favour or against. All it can do is express an opinion. If it says yes, then the legislation, even then, doesn't necessarily go through, because the commissars have been known to put forward kind of stalking horse legislation they don't want to go through. So then it goes through all these stages, wasting everybody's time. Then the commissars say, we want to show who's boss, and we're going to not let that legislation proceed. And so they can then overrule the European elected European.
And it goes on and on, but the reason this is important for people in North...
I must give you the next stage.
Oh.
The next stage.
Sure, go ahead.
One more stage. It then goes to the parliaments of the member states for debate. Well, of course, we don't get a debate in our parliament on this. It goes to the Legislative Scrutiny Committee of the House of Commons, and you've guessed it, that's the only committee of the House of Commons that meets behind closed doors in secret. Now, if you read the Madison papers, and you see how insistent they were that the Congress that they created with Article 1, Section 1 of your great Constitution of Liberty was to meet in public so that those who had elected the members of both houses of Congress, or of course it was one house originally, but now both houses of Congress, could see what it was that those whom they had elected were doing and saying on their behalf. Democracy doesn't work unless legislation is considered in public. But every stage of the legislation that is now imposed upon us from Europe is conducted in secret.
Lord Monckton, studying these systems, is there not a continuity of agenda through the bureaucratic class?
Yes, there is. I mean, it's very clear that the European model, which is tyranny by clerk, as we call it, that's the model they're now going to try and spread worldwide. They've grown tired of democracy. They don't like voters coming along and saying, we don't like the arrangements you have made for us. We want another lot to take charge. They hate that. They hate being thrown out after they've had all the trappings and motor cars and red boxes and everybody calling them minister and secretary of state. They love all that. And they don't like it taken away. And they realize the way to make sure it never gets taken away again is simply to take democracy away. And so the European Union was set up right from the start with elaborate care to make sure that at no point did democracy get anywhere near the real decision-making. And so when it came to setting up the world government, which the UN would like to set up to save the planet from supposed climate change, they used EU advisers, and their fingers were all over the documents I read in Cancun last December at the latest round of this kind of rolling international conference they have. And it's quite clear that they've decided the way to go is the EU way, but without even bothering to have the fig leaf of an elected parliament. They're not even going to have it as a fig leaf. It's going to be openly anti-democratic. And they reckon they're going to get away with it. Well, I reckon they're not, because one of the things that's happening is that when I first began talking about world government, people said to me, oh, yes, you're another world government conspiracy theorist, pointy head, don't you have more sense than that? So the first person that said this to me was Kevin Libin, who was a journalist, a very distinguished journalist, actually, on the National Post in Canada, which is a very major newspaper. And I had been speaking to the Petroleum Club of Calgary about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and I said, this world government is coming, the treaty is already in draft. This was the draft Copenhagen Treaty that eventually failed. But I said, it's quite clear that what they want is world government. He came up after and said, oh, world government, this is nonsense. This is just conspiracy theory. I said, I have three words for you, Kevin. He said, what? I said, read the treaty. He said, you mean there is one? I said, do you think I'd just sit here and make stuff up? So I sent him a copy of it. And an hour later, he rang back. He said, it's 10 times worse than you ever told me.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.